peace. Peace, that's what the dog's called, just go for peace. I don't know where that word come from, piecemeal, it's... I don't know of any reason why it's called, that's the only term I've ever heard.
And if a traveler came to your door about 12 o'clock or about 6 o'clock, what would you ask him?
Come in and eat with us, and that was very common. A traveler never passed in this country in the early days, but he's really an offense if he didn't stop and eat with you.
How did you get a drink of water?
How did he get?
What would you have? Would you have a cup of water?
Well, it depends on where you were. How you obtained it would be just where you were. A lot of times you just drink out of the stream, or you drink out of your hat brim, or if you had a cup or a can.
Excuse me, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Well, I guess it's all right as long as I don't start answering.
Don't answer. That's what they tell me.
Oh, if you went up to the house, we were talking about water. What would you most likely get?
If you asking for water?
Yes.
A drink. If that's what you wanted the water for, that you get
what
a drink.
What would you get it in?
Oh, in that early day, if we're speaking of that, a tin cup.
And then
now,
later?
Now, I'd probably be a glass.
In the early days, was a glass ever called a tumbler or a gobbler?
Yes, sir. Gobbler and tumbler both are both terms used. Just thinking of a gobbler, I think they thought more of those big glasses on the stem, or a tumbler was just ordinary glass. I think that is probably, if you try to designate what the two words meant, I think that's the way it is understood.
I asked that, and almost just took it for granted.
And I think that it's a term if you try to specify what the two words
mean. Do you want to
get one? Let's see. What did you usually drink from when you were out on the range?
Just riding out on the range is just where you could find water and lay down and drink, take a drink or out of your hat brim. But if he's working in the fields, it's a jug. And I've used both. We've had your stone jugs wrapped in a gunny sack or your wooden keg. But out on the range, riding, well, you never carried a canteen. We never did. We just find a spring or a cow track somewhere and drink out of it.
In Arizona, we always used to carry canteen. Of course, we were
they
on
do,
horses.
Yes, but I think I did carry one after I got back from the Army, but it's just a nuisance on your saddle. We didn't carry it.
If you'd already had your dinner and someone asked you to come eat with him, you say, oh, no thanks, I didn't.
Just finished or already eaten. Just finished would probably be the ordinary term you'd hear.
And if it was customary for you to eat at 6 o'clock, and you went to some, let's say, a strange place, and someone said, what did you do at 6 o'clock tonight? You'd say, well, at 6 o'clock we
ate such and such place. Did I answer you? What did we use one again?
No, I'm being devious.
Yes, that's all right.
If you just consumed, say, a quart of water and went in and someone said, here, have a drink, say, oh, no, thank you. I just
had a drink or just drank. Probably just slang, I'm full, is what you said.
And if someone else had consumed a great deal of water and you wanted to know how much, what would you ask him?